The new two-part documentary, Trump's Front Row Joes, is the first inside look at Trump's diehard fans.
The Front Row Joes are incredible people.
Camping out for days to be in the front row at every Trump rally to support their hero.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer.
You had to love Mr. Donald Trump.
Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday to you. Happy Hump Day, America. Wow. A lot happening today. I want to go back just briefly to yesterday. We had Congressman Jim Jordan on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and the congressman today is holding hearings on advertising agencies that are colluding against conservative websites like Fox News, like the Daily Wire, and like X. They've all come under attack. And the nature of the attack is this, that the advertising agencies will not advertise on controversial websites, or at least websites they consider to be controversial. And typically, all of them are conservative websites. So you understand what's going on here. And the reality is that we're able to do what we do every single day, not only because we have the greatest radio audience in all of America, but also because we have advertisers. We have people that want to spend money here. And we have been able to develop over time we call it an underground patriot economy. So we have sponsors and advertisers that are owned and operated by conservatives, by Christians, and they're not bothered by, you know, these left wingers in the advertising world. And so we greatly appreciate that. Otherwise, I would probably be, serving you Chick-fil-A in the drive-thru. So anyway, that being said, we've been in good standing with Google and their advertising platforms for years. And my website is one of the top websites in the conservative world from an individual perspective. In other words, we actually have twice the audience online that Sean Hannity has on his website. And I'm not saying that to be boastful. I'm just giving you an example of how large our digital space is, toddstearns.com. And so we've been in good standing for a very long time. Yesterday, we had Jim Jordan on the program talking about how these advertising conglomerates, including the folks that run Google, are going after conservatives. Well, early this morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I received an email from Google AdSense warning me that the content on my website would now potentially jeopardize future ad buys. You think that's all coincidental, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see how the game is being played? So anyway, we've done nothing wrong. We've written nothing that we normally write. So we're going to keep doing what we do. And again, if Google wants to remove their ads, they're free to do that. The good news is we've got plenty of conservative companies that are willing to step up and stand in the gap. But this is the fight that we have to fight every single day, just to come on the air and to talk about the issues of the day. And again, longtime listeners of the program, do you ever hear anything that is remotely, grossly offensive that would cause people to run into the streets? No, of course not, unless you're a Democrat. So anyway, just wanted to pass along that to Intel. Hey, look, it is a crazy day at the White House, and I am telling you, we are now watching a White House under siege, and I love it, and I hope that the Democrats fight until the bitter end. The reality is that more and more people are coming out and they're saying, Joe's got to go. Joe ain't going anywhere. As a matter of fact, the First Lady, Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden, actually had a theme song created for her so that when she walks outside, they play this anthem. You know, they do that for the president, Hail to the Chief, but the First Lady, Dr. Mrs. Jill Biden, wanted her own tune. So just so you understand, she's not going anywhere. And it doesn't matter if she has to look, the president could keel over tonight and we would not know about it until after the election. That's how much Jill Biden wants to be in power. And even then, heck, maybe he replaces Kamala with Jill. They can run as a husband-wife team. So anyway, the White House is under siege. It's not looking good. There was this interesting meeting yesterday behind closed doors where all of the congressional Democrats got together. They went into the meeting. Everybody was dejected. Axios is reporting there was a separate meeting and there were actual tears. People were weeping. They were, what are we going to do? They are beside themselves in grief here. Joe doesn't have a mind anymore. His brain's turned to mush. It's terrible. I mean, I was getting a little bit, well, not really misty. I was just uncomfortable. You know, you don't want to see grown men like that cry. So anyway, they've got all of this going on. And so then they have this big meeting and everybody's walking in and they're sad sacks. And so they close the doors. And we don't know what happened in this meeting, but by the time they all came out, everybody was back on board the Biden train. It was unbelievable. I mean, there were a few stragglers like KFC Cohen who came out. Remember that guy with the bucket of KFC? He came out and he's like, we're not. They asked you, sir, are you on the same page? We're not even in the same book, son. It's finger looking terrible. And all fees scattered. That's terrible. So anyway, but by and large, everybody came out. They're like, oh, yes, we believe that he is full of vim and vigor. Oh, I'll get to that story in just a moment. I'm curious what happened in this meeting, right? I mean, that's everybody went in. They're dejected. Doors are closed. Nobody's allowed in. And then all of a sudden, they all come back out. And here's my theory on this. I think over the past, 90 years that Joe Biden has been in the Senate, I believe that Joe and the Biden Family Crime Syndicate, they and their minions, they have been collecting some serious dirt on every single Democrat on Capitol Hill. They got dirt on everybody. And by the way, there's an allegation that Biden even has dirt on Obama. Now, Dylan, I want to tell people what this is. I don't know if I should tell them what it is. I mean, it's out there. It's not like I'm breaking some sort. I'm not breaking a promise, you know, to keep it a secret. But the allegation out there is that, shall I use a basketball analogy? That Barack Obama likes to handle balls. I'll just leave it there. Is that that's the allegation? I have no proof that he's a man's man, but I'm just repeating the allegation out there from Obama's former stenographer, and I don't know what that guy's job was. I don't want to know. So anyway, I'm just wondering. I mean, did they have all this dirt? And so everybody gets in there, and you know, and the way you entice the Democrats is free, right? So they had probably had coffee. And they had, I don't know, Cinnabons, and everybody's noshing on their Cinnabons, and all of a sudden, in come Hunter, and then there's First Lady Dr. Mrs. Jill. Stop yelling at me! Stop yelling at me! And they go one by one down the row, and they place a manila folder in front of every single Democrat. And then the Democrats, they put down their sticky buns. And they open up the manila envelopes, and their faces turn flush, beet red. and they all walk out, and everybody's on board the Biden train again. That's what I think happened. But again, it's just all conjecture, so who knows what happened inside there. So anyway, all that to say, they're going to hell in a handbasket over at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. George Clooney came out with a statement earlier today and in an op-ed in the New York Times. We'll get to that momentarily. But what I find fascinating is what happened last night at the Trump Resort in Miami. And they said upwards of, 40, 45,000 people turned out at Doral for the president's rally. It was almost 100 degrees. People were drenched in sweat, and it didn't matter. They all wanted to see Trump. And what I found fascinating, because the media coverage is, oh, just look at all those white people. They just have all those white people. Okay, those weren't white people. Most of them were Cubans, Cuban-Americans. As a matter of fact, there was a moment when Biden said, any Cuban-Americans, buenos dias. Huge Cuban-American crowd down there. I'm just telling you. And they're really excited about all of this. So Trump is out there, and he throws down the gauntlet. Now, just remember, well, I'm going to play what he had. He offered a dare. He challenged Joe Biden. And I think this is, quite frankly, a brilliant strategy. Let's listen.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. On Doral's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history. Maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters. And I will even give Joe Biden 10 strokes aside. 10 strokes, that's a lot. That means 20 strokes in case you don't play golf. I will give him 10 strokes aside. And if he wins, I will give the charity of his choice, any charity that he wants, $1 million. And I'll bet you he doesn't take the offer.
No, and he's not going to take the offer. First of all, what a beautiful golf course. Second of all, what a very generous offer to donate. But you know he's not going to have to donate because Trump would clean his clock. Biden wouldn't know how to handle a putter. I'm just telling you right here now, ladies and gentlemen. So look, the Biden campaign comes out with this massive statement saying how they're not going to, basically, they're not going to do it. And how dare the president, how dare Donald Trump, when the country's going to hell in a handbasket because of our policies, how dare Donald Trump challenge Biden to a golf match? So here's the thing. Biden had already challenged Donald Trump, and Trump was responding to the challenge. So it was Joe Biden who offered, who made the challenge, and now they're backing out of it. The worst part of all of that is that Joe Biden and his team have no sense of humor, right? No sense of humor. That is a tragedy, in my estimation. All right, so we've got a lot to get through today. We have some great guests coming up, new polling data out. Folks, we have not seen numbers this good for Republicans in generations. I think going back at least 25, 30 years have we seen polling numbers this good for Republicans. And right now, the concern among Democrats is that not only will Trump win in a landslide, but that also Trump will carry the House and the Senate. And ladies and gentlemen, if that happens, not only will we be able to save America from the clutches of the Marxist, we will be able to fundamentally undo what Barack Obama and Joe Biden have done to this country. This is an exciting time to be an American. I'm feeling great about things. Look, Trump's playing it. He is so masterful right now. He is playing this exactly as he should, letting the Democrats destroy each other, letting Joe Biden just hang himself. It's just unbelievable what's happening right now in Washington. All right, hang tight. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. 1-800-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, so this just happened a few seconds ago. Joe Biden just randomly grabbed a woman's microphone and starts blabbering into the microphone, and then you're going to hear the White House staff literally cut off the feed. Let's listen.
I promised that I was going to have a cabinet that looked like America. And it does. More minorities, more women, more labor. I'm serious. Think about it. That's who we are. That's why we're strong. We're diverse. We're strong. We've got to stop looking at it like it's a problem.
They turned the mic off, but he kept on talking. Unbelievable. And so they're trying to get all the press out of the room, and nobody knows what the poor guy is saying. By the way, yesterday, and we've got all this video up on our website, Biden was just slap crazy nuts. He was introducing the Secretary General of NATO. And there are a couple of things here. And I'm just curious. I'm just wondering, what do you think Biden was actually trying to say here? Cut number 8.
So much of the progress we've made in the alliance is thanks to the Secretary. He's a man of integrity and intellectual rigor, calm temperament, moment of crisis.
Wait, he called him an intellectual what? Can you play that again? An intellectual what?
So much of the progress we've made in the alliance is thanks to the Secretary. He's a man of integrity and intellectual rigor, a calm temperament,
well,
moment of crisis.
I believe the W word, as we shall call it, that I believe that is a slur. That I don't think you are allowed to say that word. I mean, look, I get it that he used to dine with the segregationists back in the day and used to share a tuna sandwich with the former leader of the KKK, but I'm not sure that gives you, I don't think you can say that. But the one that really caused everybody to say, what the heck? I want you to listen to, he's talking about the NATO Secretary General's wife, and he wants to do something to the wife. Cut 7.
We guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, I was talking to your wife, I personally ask you to extend your service. Forgive me. And you put your...
Dylan, should we have bleeped that?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Are we in trouble?
It sounds like he said he was doing something or wanted to do something very inappropriate with the guy's wife.
It did. It really did sound like that.
The look on the Secretary General's face, it's like, what'd you just say? Well, I mean, I think the guy's, what, Swedish or something, so, you know, they're not going to fight. But, I mean, if the Secretary General would have been from Alabama or Mississippi, Biden would have been on the floor. I'm just saying. Say it again. Say it again. You want to do what to my wife? I'm just saying, folks. So there you go. That's the President of the United States of America calling the Secretary General of NATO an intellectual wigger and alleging that it sounded like he wanted to fornicate with the guy's wife. We'll clean it up for the Baptist listening today. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I hope. I mean, I hope Finland doesn't have nuclear weapons. I would hate for them to take out Rhode Island or something over this. Somebody check on Miss Carlotta. All right. Hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Here's Peter Ducey reading from today's New York Slimes. George Clooney, the author of this op-ed, cut 14.
And this is extraordinary. Just a few minutes ago, George Clooney has posted an op-ed in the New York Times. I'm going to read a line from it. He says, I love Joe Biden as a senator, as a vice president and president. I consider him a friend and I believe in him, believe in his character, believe in his morals. But he goes on to say he thinks that they need a new presidential nominee.
Wow.
I remember just a couple weeks ago, President Biden raced back from Europe to get to Los Angeles for a George Clooney-hosted fundraiser where Barack Obama was also there, Bill Clinton was there.
Mm-hmm.
George Clooney is now saying that after he watched the debate,
mm-hmm.
he wants a new top of the ticket. That is going to sting here at the White House and also in Wilmington.
All right, there you go. So now Biden is losing George Clooney. Again, just the very latest, ladies and gentlemen, coming out of our nation's capital. And look, if I'm Trump, I am wanting Joe Biden to stay in this race as long as humanly possible. And he should. I truly believe that Joe Biden should be the nominee. He's the one the people picked. Look, they knew the guy was not mentally there back when they elected him in 2020. Well, he didn't. Well, they voted for him. So did a lot of illegals and dead people. I'm just saying. Now, along comes Michael Bennett, who is the Democrat senator from Colorado. And he was one of these Democrats behind closed doors saying, folks, this is not going to end well for the Democrats. So I'll give the guy credit here. And you got to give the guy some respect. He goes on CNN and he said, you know what? I've been talking about this privately, so I'm willing to go on the record and say what I was saying privately. And he did. Cut number six.
My colleague Dana Bash reported that you, Senator John Tester, and Senator Sherrod Brown all said during that lunch that you don't think President Biden can win in 2024. Is that true?
Well, it's true that I said that. And I did say that behind closed doors. And you guys and others asked whether I had said it, and that is what I said. So I figured I should come here and say it publicly.
Why do you think he can't win in November?
I just think this race is on a trajectory that is very worrisome if you care about the future of this country. Joe Biden was 9 points up at this time, the last time he was running. Hillary Clinton was 5 points up. This is the first time in more than 20 years that a Republican president has been up in this part of the campaign. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
And he's not wrong there. And we're going to talk to Robert Cahaley just a little while, one of the top pollsters in America. And he's going to break down all of this historic, literally historic polling data coming out that shows Donald Trump with just massive. This is right now. If you were to take a snapshot of the campaign right now, the Republicans would win in a landslide. That's where we are right now. But again, folks, hear me on this. Don't believe everything you see in the polling data. You've got to get out there, and we've got a campaign like we're 20 points behind. We've got to do it every single time. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And by the way, all these Democrats out there, and Nancy Pelosi was a chief among them, from day one, over the last 3.5 years, talking about how healthy Joe Biden has been. We put together a montage of House Democrats who were literally covering up Biden's cognitive decline. Cut number 12.
President Biden is absolutely fit.
He has knowledge of the issues. He has strategic thinking about legislating all in the head.
I have spoken with the president. He is fully coherent. He is on top of detail.
He's sharp. He's fit. He's always answering questions.
I think that Joe Biden's mental acuity is very, very on. He's one of the smartest, sharpest people I've met in D.C.
There's no doubt in my mind that the president is mentally fit for office.
Joe Biden rightly says that he has grown very wise in his many decades in public office.
As it stands today, you believe that President Biden is clear, candid, and convincing?
100%.
Joe Biden needs to be allowed to be Joe Biden. He is energizing. He cares about issues. He's Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, there's nobody better than Joe Biden.
We see Joe Biden up close. We know how attuned he is to the issues, how informed he is. And I debate with him about legislation, and not debate, but discuss it with him. He's right there.
I strongly support President Biden. He has an incredible track record of success and accomplishments.
He puts many of us to shame with his energy.
Clearly, this president is fit to serve.
Joe Biden has vision. He has knowledge. He has a strategic thinker. This is a very sharp president.
And nobody is better equipped to do that than Joe Biden. He has the experience, he has the wisdom, he has the demeanor.
I was in Israel on October 7th, as you know, and President Biden was nice enough to call me. And I can tell you, this was the day before that interview, I can tell you he was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
It always seemed very clear to me that he had the energy and the ability.
Is he capable of being a president? Absolutely.
I think he's actually really good. I think his staff overprotects him. I think put him out there in a press conference. Who cares if someone makes a gaffe?
What I find interesting is the issue is more around ageism and ableism and not what this president, President Biden, has done.
I think he has every ability and every confidence to continue to be commander-in-chief.
I think the more he's out there, the better.
President Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
You don't do that unless you're mentally competent and capable, and he certainly is.
All right, so I just wanted you to hear all of that, folks, because you need to understand this has been a long time coming. This has been a cover-up. Everybody's known. Because now Pelosi, literally within the span of 24 hours, here's what Nancy Pelosi now says about Joe. Cut 13.
He has said he has made the decision. He has said firmly this week he is going to run. Do you want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do. And that's the way it is. Whatever he decides, we go with.
Uh-huh. You see where all this is going. So here's the question. And this is really a conundrum for the American people, and especially conservatives. Now, I want you to think about something for a moment. Clearly, Joe Biden has lost it, and it's only going to get worse. He's never going to get better. It's impossible for him to get better, right? So once we've established that, the question now is, if the guy is unfit to run for office, it means he's also unfit to serve right now in that office. Now, if you're a Republican, you're looking at this and saying, I got no problem with this. Let the Democrats run this guy. But in all seriousness, what happens if we do have some sort of a global or even a national apocalyptic style event? Do you really want Joe Biden in the Oval Office? Now, I know the argument is, well, okay, well, what about if we got Joe, we got Kamala, that can't be any better. No, it can't be. It can't be. But do you believe that Joe Biden should be removed from office? Do you believe that the cabinet should invoke the 25th Amendment and get this guy out of the way now? Or do we just pray to Almighty God that nothing happens between now and Election Day? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phones. Ken in Georgia wants to weigh in on illegals. Hi, Ken. What's happening? What's on your mind?
Well, we know that there's about 16 million plus illegals that have come over the border. 19 blue states have given them the right to get a license. If they get a license, they register to vote. How are we going to stop these illegals from voting and canceling out what would be a good victory?
Well, this is why we need to have the SAVE Act in place, which is what Congress is debating. I know President Trump yesterday coming out and saying, we've got the Republicans have to get this passed, and if they don't, they're going to be screwed. So if the SAVE Act, if that passes, it will require people to show their U.S. citizenship, proof of U.S. citizenship. And that would be a birth certificate, a passport, some sort of an official government document like that, Ken. Otherwise, you're absolutely right. What's happening is the illegals, you're not going to have 16 million illegals going and voting in person on Election Day. You're going to have the Democrats harvesting those ballots, filling out those ballots, and stuffing the ballot boxes on behalf of the illegals.
Yeah, I understand
that's
that.
That's what we worry about.
But Biden has already said he will veto that bill if it passes.
Well, and he very well may do that. Again, there, you guys in Georgia, for example, it's my understanding that you guys had some changes made in the way you're going to be counting ballots, which is great news. That will more than likely flip Georgia back to a red state as a result of those maneuvers. And we can get into that more later on in the show. But look, I mean, if Biden vetoes it, this is going to be a risk. It's going to be a challenge. But the Democrats are very clear about this. This is how they intend on trying to steal the election again. And I suspect this is how they did it the first time. Ken, I got to run. I am super late for a break here. Thank you for that call. And whoever, I think that was Mrs. Ken in the car with him. Thank you both for that call. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey, let's get right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. Congressman, first of all, good to have you with us today.
Todd, always great to be with you. A lot going on, as you know.
Yeah, I'm curious, and we just had a call from a listener very concerned about the numbers of illegals who are being registered to vote at this very hour. Is the SAVE Act going to be able to stop all of that?
Well, the SAVE Act would be able to stop all that, and we're going to pass it here, I think, in just a few hours. But let's face it, Chuck Schumer's not going to bring it up, and President Biden is not going to – well, President Biden issued a veto threat already. So, you know, while Republicans and conservatives have long been saying that President Biden, the left in general, Democrats in particular, have been wanting all this mass flow of illegal migrants and foreign nationals coming into the country to get their vote. And of course, they said, you're racist, you're xenophobic, you're mean or whatever. The fact that he issued a veto threat should tell everybody that we've been right all along. That's what this is about. They can't convince voters in America to vote for their leftist policies, so they got to bring voters in from other countries and ingratiate themselves to them with free things on the back of American taxpayers, and also with the fact that probably a lot of these people that are coming don't read English, don't really understand. You know, they're going to sign whatever papers put in front of them so that they can get out of the office and get into America and start doing whatever it is they're doing. And oftentimes they're being registered by people that know it's illegal to register them. If it's illegal to register them to vote, why are they registering them in the first place? And why are they seeking them to be registered? And of course, we just find out that Mark Elias, the super Democrat attorney, just won a case in Wisconsin where they're going to have more drop boxes. And, I make the case that there's a drop box at the end of your driveway or at your doorstep. It's called your mailbox. Why do you need that? Well, I'll tell you why you need that, Todd, because if you're going to stuff a ballot box, you don't want it attributed to your home driveway. You want it somewhere out in the public where you can just fill it full of ballots that are tied to people that, you know, have a corporate address as their home address. And, you know, that's illegal as well. It's supposed to be your residence. Right. But
so let me jump in.
We often find hundreds of people registered at the same address.
Right. So let me jump in here. There are a lot of questions here. We're looking, and again, this SAFE Act, all it would require is for people to prove their U.S. citizenship. They would have to show evidence of that when they went to go vote. Is that right?
That's exactly right. We just want them to, and it makes it easy to provide proof of citizenship, and especially for those who've just become citizens, to make sure that they're fast-tracked because they've earned the right to vote. But what we want is people in America as citizens voting and deciding the fate of the country. We don't want somebody that came here as a terrorist from some other country or somebody that's antithetical to America, like an illegal foreign national from Russia or China, deciding who decides our foreign policy on Russia and China. But literally President Biden, the Biden administration, the left and the Democrats in particular are saying absolutely no. We want these people deciding who makes decisions for America and who's elected.
Okay, so knowing that, and we've got about, 16 million illegals that have come through across the border since Biden put his hand on the Bible. If this is not signed into law, if Biden vetoes this, then there is a possibility that you could have theoretically 16 million illegals voting in the presidential election.
Yeah, we don't know how many illegals are here by definition. We just, and especially with the gotaways, the people that we never even made contact with at the border. But yeah, every person that's here illegally that's registered to vote, they essentially could be voting and deciding the presidency and members of Congress, the Senate, all that stuff. And of course, it all goes also, Todd, it's important to know in the census to apportionment, to, you know, what the congressional districts look like and, you know, how many districts a state gets. So when you have a state that has a whole bunch of illegal foreign nationals, like, say, California or New York, then they get greater representation, which means that your representation, your vote is diminished by people here that are here illegally. It's an outrage.
So this is, I mean, this is the scheme here. I mean, this is the play that they're going to be able to use these illegals to possibly win congressional seats, Senate races, and possibly impact the presidential race.
Without a doubt. And it's always been the play. And of course, it's been laid bare now with this veto threat on the SAVE Act by President Biden. Why would you be against having only American citizens vote?
It's
Give
a
me,
great question.
Tell me what the rationale, what's the reason?
Yeah, that's a great question. Congressman Scott Perry on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We've got about 90 seconds left here, Congressman. What recourse do we all have if this thing goes down in defeat? How do we make sure that we have a fair election in the fall?
It's going to be very, very difficult, Todd. It really comes down to the states, and we all have governors, we all have state representatives and senators. And as you know, the Constitution does say that the states will decide the time and manner of elections. And under the manner of election, we can certainly petition our state leaders to say, we're going to demand that you have provisions in place that do not allow non-citizens to vote in our election.
But well, it looks to me as what you just said, if all of that plays out, this is how they're going to try to steal the election, using the stuffing the ballots with these illegal alien votes.
Well, I will tell you this. There's no reason for a drop box anywhere. Like I said, you have a drop box at the end of your driveway or hooked to your house. It's called your post office box here. Again, what is the reason to have some centrally located box around the county where you can drop off ballots when you can, you know, I imagine every single citizen that votes has also used the U.S. mail. There is no reason for it except for nefarious activity.
That's
it. Again, this is done by counties and states, and we ought to demand that they stop it immediately.
All right, we got to leave it there. Congressman, we are flat out of time. We appreciate the sobering and very disturbing information coming out here. Again, the SAFE Act, Congress expected to vote on it later this afternoon. Call your elected leaders. Tell them to get on board. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. This is hour two of the big show. By the way, 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch me on Newsmax. By the way, thank you, everybody, for watching. I was filling in the 8 o'clock primetime hour of Newsmax last night. Huge numbers. Huge numbers. So we certainly appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Our telephone number for this hour of the show, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The polling data out there, folks, is just unbelievable. This is the headline from MSN.com. Trump poised to become the Republican with the biggest share of the Latino vote since 1972. There is some belief that Trump, if these numbers hold, would surpass Richard Nixon as the Republican with the biggest share of Latino votes in history. Now, Nixon got about 40% of the Latino vote in 72. It's really remarkable. Biden now trailing Trump in the crucial swing state of Wisconsin. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Robert Cahaley, the senior strategist and pollster for the Trafalgar Group. Robert, good to have you with us today.
Great to be on the show.
All right. Well, let's just jump into this. What is your take? You've been watching all of these polls dropping out there. What should we be? What's the takeaway here?
Well, the first thing I'll mention is you can hear mine and Matt Towery, my partner's host, in our podcast, Polling Plus, each week. Download it wherever you get podcasts. Type in the word polling. It's the first one that comes up. But, no, I mean, what we're seeing is kind of the same stuff everybody else is seeing. But I have a little more skepticism. You know, I looked at that court ruling in Wisconsin about the drop boxes, and my gut feeling is – to win that state, you better win it by three or more. And I've always felt that way about Pennsylvania. So everybody doesn't need to get cocky. The more desperate they are, the machine will be in place, and they have a superior top vote and, shall we say, shenanigan machine. So it's not done. And complacency is our enemy. Overconfidence is our enemy. And I've seen this happen before where people just think, oh, this is going to be fine. And the donors sit back and the volunteers have less energy. And just, you can't do that. Just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win. It matters whether you get the most votes. Because you can have the consensus of the public. And as we know, so this is still a fight. And once they've settled that little skirmish, they're going to be all in, and just don't get overconfident.
Well, we've been telling our listeners we need to get out there like we're 20 points behind. It doesn't matter what the polls are telling
you.
20 points behind. If you've got 100,000 people at your Trump rally, you need 200,000 at the next. I mean, there has to be a sense of urgency here. But I'm glad you're on today, because I wanted to ask you, we get this a lot from our listeners. They say that we shouldn't believe any single poll ever, period. Yet you're a pollster. So what is the guidance here? Because, and I get it, you know, we've been through 2022, we went through 2020, and I understand, you know, how people feel about polling, but why is it important for people to pay attention to these polls?
Well, it's important, especially focusing on the averages, and because the averages do make a difference. But then, you know, have a little bit of skepticism. Just remember that this thing is still a game, and if we accept the concept that a Democrat or Republican pollster, is going to lean in the way of their ideology, then we can't rule out the fact that a liberal university or news organization is going to lean the way of their ideology. So let's not forget that. And the other thing is, look at the record. I'm proud to say that we've had the number one presidential polling for the last two cycles, which is when we started doing public polling. And we're just, our margin of error is ridiculously low. It's like 0.3 on presidential state polling. So, you know, look at what records are, and bear in mind that polling isn't turnout. Polling isn't turnout. Polling doesn't consider this. It reflects what the people who are actively planning on participating in the election think. And we all know people that don't fit the category are going to have ballots cast or cast in their name.
Well, we just had Congressman Scott Perry on, and the SAFE Act, they're expecting a vote on that in the House, which would just simply, it's a very simple piece of legislation that would require people to show proof of U.S. citizenship to vote. And Biden says,
well, that require, but how does that work? I mean, the thing is, I know it sounds great for them to do it, but one, I think federal control of elections is a dangerous thing, and we got to be careful there. And two, if the state doesn't even require an ID to vote, how in the world can they, a state that doesn't require an ID, then suddenly require an ID? I mean, explain how that works. Pennsylvania, there's no ID required. So how do they do this?
Well, according to Congressman Perry, he says if they don't get this thing passed through, you're going to have as possibly 16 million illegals voting in these elections and the Democrats stuffing the ballots.
There's no question. But, you know, any law is only as good as the enforcement mechanism and the people who are in charge of enforcing it.
So, Robert, you think the best bet is for the states to still maintain control of how people can vote on Election Day?
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of just saying, you know, that you could require this if there's going to be a federal race on the ballot to show U.S. citizenship, but because that's kind of a backdoor creating voter ID thing.
Robert Cahaley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We have got a really bad phone connection, Robert, And I am terribly sorry. We're going to try to get that worked out and try to get him back on. But again, Robert Cahaly with the Trafalgar Group, and he's absolutely right. They are the top pollster when it comes to presidential elections. They've been doing this for two election cycles, and they've been spot on, number one accurate in both of these races. Now, you just heard him say that the polls are not reflective of voter turnout. And so the question is, are all of you Trump people going to get out and go vote on Election Day? All of you Christian people are going to go out and go vote on Election Day? That's the all you pro-lifers, are you going to get out and are you going to go vote on Election Day? That's the big question here. Now, Robert mentioned the states, and I mentioned what's happening in Georgia. So the Georgia Election Board, and this just happened in the past 24 hours, the Georgia Election Board voted 3-1 to adopt a rule that would require ballots to be hand counted at the precinct level by poll officers every day of voting to make sure that the totals match with the machines. Now, people who are in the know here say it is a game changer for election integrity. They're saying that the poll manager and two witnesses have to sign a label that will be affixed to a container indicating that it contains all of the correct ballots from the ballot box and no additional ballots. And if that's the case, they're going to make it extremely difficult in the state of Georgia to steal an election like they did in the previous two, the midterms and what happened in 2020. Now, this rule used to exist before the Secretary of State, who is an anti-Trumper, told poll managers to stop enforcing it. So this could be good news here, and you could get back to Georgia being a red state as a result of this. But again, the question is, if you've got 16 million, and this is the concern from Congressman Perry, you've got 16 million illegals that have crossed the border since Biden became president. You know there are about probably the estimates have anywhere between 20 to 50 million illegals in the country already total. And it may be even higher than that. In other words, you've got enough people with fake ballots that could sway elections. That's what's going on here. So anyway, Congress today expected to vote, at least the House of Representatives expected to vote. This will not get past the Senate. If it does, Biden says he's going to veto it. And imagine this. What possible reason could Joe Biden have to veto a simple piece of legislation that says, you know what, we believe that you need to show proof of citizenship if you're going to vote in a federal election? All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, a new Reuters study says that Newsmax is now one of the top news brands in America. Millions are turning off old media, and they're turning into Newsmax. And they're following Newsmax because they want real news. Now, Newsmax has announced plans. It will go public later this year. If you are eligible, you can become an owner of Newsmax by purchasing preferred shares pre-IPO. You can get more information at NewsmaxInvest.com to see your eligibility. Again, that's NewsmaxInvest.com. You can go online. You can read Newsmax's memo. Forbes magazine calling Newsmax a news powerhouse. So what are you waiting for, folks? Join the news revolution. Get shares of Newsmax. You can even buy shares with a credit card. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com to see if you are eligible. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, let's get to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Chris in North Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Appreciate you taking my call. I just caught, listen, man, I've heard the past two callers that called in, and experts in their field, I believe that, told us that they're going to cheat. They're going to let the illegal immigrants vote. It's going to happen. So my question to you, Todd, is, does it really matter how many? We can all show up. If they have more numbers at the end, they're going to win.
Well, that's
and
true.
I feel like that. So what are we supposed to do out here? I get so tired of hearing Jim Jordan on there talking about this committee, that committee, that committee. It ain't doing nothing. But yet there is no law. I'm 52 years old, Todd. When I grew up, I thought there was a law of the land. But now I'm told if Democrats in office, there is no law. Well, I don't believe that, and I believe the Republicans are taking part in this, and I believe that is where we're at, and I just don't believe it's right to blame the voters, because I live here in North Carolina, and all the Christians I know, everybody, they got out and voted, but it still didn't matter, and that's my concern, Todd. Nobody's given an answer.
Well, if you'd let me answer your question here, Chris, I'm trying to answer it for you. So, look, here's the deal. No, conservatives are not getting out to vote, and we know that because we have the data. So they may be getting out in your community, but across the nation, they're not getting out to vote. And a lot of them are not getting out because they've got other things to do. They don't, like you just said, they believe it's hopeless. And I don't believe it's hopeless, but it is going to be hopeless if we don't actually get out and do our civic duty. Now, the issue here is, on a state level, what is being done? I just explained what's happening in Georgia, and those measures that they have re-implemented will go a very long way in stopping the Democrats from stealing the election there. So I'm not sure what you guys are up to in North Carolina with your board of elections, but a lot of this is going to depend on what the individual states are up to.
Well, the bottom line is whoever gets more votes wins.
Yeah, that's
they
it.
Need to put more votes, and it don't matter if everybody shows up, Todd. And that's what you need to tell.
Well, that's why we've got to get out the vote, and at that point, and again, this is a hypothetical here, but let's just say we get to November, and you know the polling data shows that Trump is going to win a landslide, and all of a sudden Joe Biden wins re-election. I'm telling you, at that point, I don't know what's going to happen in this country. I think at that point, the country becomes unraveled.
I got one more question, then I'll let you go. For all the people that talk about the Democrats that knew Joe Biden is inept, he cannot do his job, it is a national security threat. You telling me Jim Jordan and them didn't know that? They sat around and let it go on. So I'm telling you, what's going on in this country is the Republicans and the Democrats are working against the American people.
Oh, I think they all are. No doubt about that. Here's what gets me is that the Democrat Party is about to do to Joe Biden what the House Republicans could not, and that's get rid of him.
Right.
I mean, that's ultimately, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of collusion going on. I know you've mentioned Jim Jordan twice here. I don't know to what extent Jordan knew, but everybody's known, and I think the Republicans have been sounding the alarm. But my issue is this, and it goes right back to the border. How many times have we had on the program all of these lawmakers, and they say, well, it's not a matter of if, but when we have a massive terrorist attack on American soil because of the illegals crossing the borders. Okay, well, if that's the case, why are we not taking action in the House of Representatives if it really is that bad? And again, to your point, they've known all along that Joe Biden is mentally deficient. Why has Biden not been impeached? Why has he not been held accountable? I mean, right now, we can't even bring ourselves to arrest Merrick Garland because Garland refuses to turn over audio tapes that would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what we're dealing with here. I'm talking about the Robert Hur tapes that, and by the way, those tapes, Chris, those tapes, and thank you for the call, those tapes prove that Biden committed crimes. But there's something far beyond that. The reason why they chose not to prosecute Joe Biden is because he was and came across as a feeble old man with a bad memory. So if that's the, so you can't have it both ways. The guy is either mentally with it or he's not. Either way, does he deserve to be president? But beyond that, why is Joe Biden not being brought up on charges? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Look, I get it, folks. I get it. There are only certain things that we can be responsible for in all of this, right? And our job is to get out there and to go and vote. My job is, and we saw this happen in 2022 when you had talk radio hosts saying, well, there's really no need to get out and vote on Election Day because, you know, they're just going to steal it. Well, yeah, they're going to steal it if you don't bother to get your butt out there and go and vote. Come on. Anyway, so I understand. And when we get to November, and if this thing goes south, we will have another conversation. But I'm telling you, folks, this is not looking good for Democrats at all. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You tell them they're going to be prosecuted and deported if they vote in our election.
All right. Well, that was short and sweet. That's Shannon in Cordova, Tennessee. Shannon just left us a shout out on our awesome app. You say, Todd, how can I download the app? It's very simple. Go to the following web address, KWAM Radio, KWAMRadio.com. That's KWAMRadio.com, and you can download our app free. And not only can you listen to my national radio show, you can also listen to 24 hours of great conservative talk and commentary, and it is free of charge. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Evelyn in Georgia. Hi, Evelyn. How are you today? Hello, Evelyn. All right, let's go to Dale in North Carolina. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind today?
Well, they keep talking about why don't they impeach Mayorkas, why don't they impeach Biden? If the Democrats could do it, the Republicans could do it. But they don't have the guts to pull their big boy pants up and vote like they should because they're afraid they'll offend some of their constituents. As far as I'm concerned, they do a lot of talk, but they don't do a lot of action.
Dale, isn't that frustrating? I'm just curious. As a longtime voter, do you find that to be incredibly frustrating?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't feed me a line of bull if you're not going to back it up.
Well, that's a very descriptive way of saying it, Dale. I think you're absolutely right. Look, here's the challenge, and it's tough because we have to do our homework as voters, and we got to make sure we're sending the right people to Washington, D.C. And unfortunately, by and large, the Republican Party does not truly reflect the base of the party right now, the voters.
No, sir, they do not.
I would say the voters are far more conservative than the people we're sending to represent us.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just like they asked Jerry Nadler a question yesterday, and he mumbled and fumbled through it. And we've got Republicans that do the same thing. They have no business being up there because they won't do their job.
And I'll say this, Dale. I don't want to ever hear a Republican say we need to have another hearing. I'm tired of it. Nothing ever happens. Nothing
exactly.
Has happened.
No. They, you know, if they're going to say it, they need to do it.
It's true. In the meantime, they're squandering our tax money with all these blasted hearings. That's what bothers me.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Dale, appreciate that call. Thank you. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Kamala Harris literally said this with a straight face, ladies and gentlemen. She says, Trump said he will be a dictator on day one. He will weaponize the Department of Justice against political enemies. Okay, first of all, this is a lie, and this woman is a filthy liar. It's really unfortunate to say that, but it's true. This woman is a liar. The reality is that it's the Biden administration that has weaponized the Department of Justice, and they have literally, by the way, understand this, Biden's Justice Department literally wants to send Donald Trump to prison for the rest of his life. It's Joe Biden's Justice Department that has imprisoned Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon. So every time the Democrats are making an accusation against Republicans, folks, take it to the bank every single time. Every single time the Democrats are guilty of doing it. And by the way, it was Bernie Sanders, a Bernie Sanders campaign staffer in 2016, said that they wanted to send the Trump supporters to gulags. If they won the election, they wanted to send all of the Trump supporters to re-education camps. Actually use the word gulag. Just so you understand what we're talking about here. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Where is that item? Oh, yes, President Trump yesterday. There was a moment, and I don't know why this struck me as an interesting moment, but aside from the challenge, the golf challenge, I thought this was one of the most poignant moments of the night when President Trump introduced his sons, and it was Barron Trump's very first campaign event, and Barron was there, and you know what's interesting? Barron has been by his dad's side just all summer, and the kids go into NYU. He's going to be a college student. He applied for and got accepted into every school that he wanted to. He could have gone anywhere. So anyway, Trump's up there, and he's talking about his boys. Cut number four.
And a very young man. This is a young man. He just turned 18. Oh, look at this. A very young man who's now going to college, got into every college he wanted to, and he made his choice. And he's a very good guy, I'll tell you. You know, I'm not allowed to call them boy, but he is my boy. He's my boy. They're all my boys, right? When you have sons, they can be any age. They're your boy. They're always going to be. And he's a very special guy. Barron Trump. This is the first time he's ever done this. Barron. Where is Barron? Stand up. Look at him. That's the first time he's done it. That's the first time, right? Hey, you're pretty popular. He might be more popular than Don and Eric. We got to talk about this. Hey, Don, we got to talk about this, huh? All right. So, Barron, it's good to have you. Welcome to the scene, Barron. I don't know. He had such a nice, easy life. Now it's a little bit changed. Anyway, a special guy, right?
Wow. That, for me, that was a great moment. And you got to see a softer side of Donald Trump. You could tell just in the voice and the inflection. And if you were watching it, by the way, Newsmax carried the speech. If you watched it, you could see President Trump's body language change just a little bit. And so this, you know, family is very important to Trump. And you can't believe what you read in the newspapers, online. This is a very close, tight-knit family. And you have to be to go through what they have gone through as a family and to survive. Trump said that Eric Trump had been subpoenaed more than any other human being on the planet. And I believe it. I believe it. But take it to the bank that Donald Trump is a good and decent man. And you can tell by the way his family turned out. good kids, married, they've got families of their own. Trump went on to introduce a couple of the grandkids, and he just, you could tell he was beaming. As a matter of fact, there was a moment when he was talking about the grandkids, his grandson and granddaughter, and talking about what a great golfer she was. She couldn't even, she can barely lift the club, but she's got a great swing. And he was just really proud of his grandkids, like he was a grandpa. You don't see that with Joe Biden or the wicked stepmother, right? You don't see any of that. You don't see that love or that affection. There was a moment on the balcony on the 4th of July when the Biden family was up there, and Hunter was like all sweaty, and he kept rubbing his nose and wiping his nose. I don't know what was going on there. It was just weird. And then you had the daughter, the one he used to take the naked showers with, Ashley Biden, and she was like, she looked like she was strung out on something. You know what? If you've seen the video, you know what I'm talking about. She was up there dancing like she was in some sort of a 1970s drug-induced LSD trip. It was just weird. And then she like grabs her father from behind and locks her hands in front of him. Even Jill's like, what the hell is going on here? I mean, it was weird, man. But you don't hear Biden talking in loving terms about his own kids or even the grandkids. I mean, there's the one, the baby daddy love child out in Arkansas. They don't even recognize that one. But then look at Donald Trump and look at the love and the affection that he has for his kids and his grandkids. He's proud of them. They all show up there and they want to, not because they need a pardon. Hunter needs a pardon. Daddy's got his fate in his hands, whether daddy knows it or not. I'm just saying, I think there's something really interesting about all of that. So it was a great rally, hotter than blue blazes, but Trump was out there, massive crowd. The sons were proud of their dad. It was just a neat moment. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. I don't know about you guys. Cannot start the day. Can't even read emails, can't do the text messages until I've had a cup of coffee, and that's just the way I operate. And this is why I love FirstCup.com, First Cup Coffee Company. They are a Christian-owned, patriotic coffee company, and they just love America. They love roasting a good coffee bean. They have 11 different roast profiles, and I'm kind of partial. I'm not adventurous. I know some of you folks are adventurous. Once I find a brand, I stick to it, and I'm a big fan of the Washington Roast Blend. All of their blends are actually named after a big moment in American history. So go to their website, check it out. It's a pretty awesome website, actually, firstcup.com. Use code Todd, and you're going to save an additional 10% on your order if you subscribe. So if you want to get a monthly subscription, you're going to get an additional 10% off the life of your subscription. Now, people ask, all right, how can I get this stuff? Because maybe if you have a Keurig, you're a Keurig person. Other people like to literally grind their own beans. So you can get whole beans. You can get it already ground up for you. You can also get the Keurig cups, so the pods. So there you go. FirstCup.com. Use that code Todd. All right, let's go to Susie in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We've had a little bit cooler day today down here.
Well, good for you. It's a very nice day in Memphis as well, courtesy of the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. So we're enjoying a lovely, not humid day here.
Right. Todd, I want to say that the rally last night was great, and I was so excited to see Barron there. And one thing that would just made it just beyond wonderful was if Melania had been there, why doesn't she ever go to any of the rallies, Todd?
She doesn't like politics. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell. But she is doing some events. I think Monday she was hosting a campaign fundraiser in New York City for the for one of the Republican groups there. So she is out there on the campaign trail, but she just doesn't like politics.
Okay, but she is behind our president.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yes. Okay. And I will say this, Susie. I saw them up close and personal just interacting together for about 3 or 4 hours at a dinner. And this was out on the patio of Mar-a-Lago. It was not some sort of an event. It was just regular night dinner. And I'm just telling you, they looked like a couple that was very much in love.
Well, that just thrills my heart, Todd, because I try my best not to listen to the garbage. But, you know, sometimes you try your best not to listen, and the devil lets thoughts creep in. And but I just that thrills my heart, Todd, to hear that, hear you say that. And thank you so much for that.
Well, happy to do it, Susie. Absolutely. And again, folks, just you can't buy into a lot of this stuff that's out there. There's just so much garbage out there. That's the problem. All right. Where is that story? This is from the Commonwealth of Virginia. An elementary school in the Commonwealth, High Point Elementary School, they had a Bible verse on the wall of the cafeteria. And this is what, I'm sorry, I said Bible verse. They had a prayer. And this is what the prayer said. Lord, we thank you for this food. Bless it to the nourishment of our bodies and us to your service. Amen. So it was a little prayer, right? So the children, the little godless heathen children, when they're going in and they're getting their square piece of pizza and their little carton of milk and the apple or the apple slice, they're going to be able to pray and ask God to bless their little packet of ketchup. So anyway, somebody saw the sign and a parent allegedly, and the parent got all upset and said, how dare you? How dare you have a prayer on the wall of the cafeteria? So they reached out to these atheists out in Wisconsin, the Freedom from Religion Foundation. We've covered them before many times. And the Freedom from Religion Foundation fired off a complaint, and they said that religion is a divisive force in public schools. They also said, where is this number? This is bizarre. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. They say that 49% of Generation Z is religiously unaffiliated. In other words, nearly half of Generation Z are a bunch of godless heathens. Is that true? Have you found that to be true in your city, in your town? Because if it is, the nation's in big trouble. We're looking at basically a godless America in the coming years, if that doesn't get fixed. So anyway, they reached out to the school. They threatened to sue the school if they did not remove this Bible or this prayer from the wall. And that's exactly what happened. So the school said, oh, we're sorry. They said, we will take it down immediately. So I guess they painted over the prayer that had been on the wall for who knows how long. Now, it just seems to me a couple of things here. If your kid is eating lunch in your local school cafeteria, it seems to me you would want that child covered in prayer. I'm just saying. Now, another component of all of this is the atheist. And I know this is wrong and this is very unchristian of me, but I really do hope the next time the atheist children are eating the mystery meat, they get a bad case of indigestion. That's just me. Anyway, we've got that story up on our website, toddstearns.com. Go and check it out. Also, if you haven't already done so, go and get yourself a signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Folks, it's doing incredibly well. We're holding our own in the numbers, and I appreciate you guys getting out there and sharing the word and telling people to go read this book. First of all, it's going to give you hope. Number two, you're going to laugh, and I want you to laugh when you read my book. We need a little bit of laughter as we're in the dark winter of the Biden regime. So Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Again, you can get a copy at toddstearns.com. I will personally autograph that for you. Also, you can get it at your favorite bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, you name it, Amazon. You'll be able to get a copy, and they're actually discounted this week, which is a pretty nice deal. So I would encourage you to go and get one now and buy one for a friend. Get one for your church library, too. All right, coming up, folks, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, We have got a very busy show on Newsmax 2. You're going to want to stick around and watch that. We have another full hour of the radio show, so don't go anywhere. Our good buddy Dave Bratt from Liberty University is going to drop by. Hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. Good to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, we got a lot going on this hour of the program. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Thomas Tiffany joins us from Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, how are you?
Doing well, and very excited to see those polling numbers coming out of Wisconsin. Are you sensing, are you getting a vibe that people are embracing the America First agenda?
I think it's moving in the right direction. You know, some of it is certainly going to be just a cratering by Biden at this point, and people, I mean, we have to remember there's a lot of people that have not seen what we've seen over the last 4 years. The mainstream media on the nightly news shows and stuff like that, I think about like my mother, they haven't seen Joe Biden like this. They got to see it up close and personal June 27th, and it has alarmed them what they are seeing. So I think that's part of it, but I think it's also we're talking about solutions, and that's the most important thing we can do at this point, Todd, is don't tell everybody what's wrong with the country. Tell them what we can do right. This is for the future of America.
Well, it is, Congressman, and we had a caller early on, and I'll just pass this question along. I thought it was an interesting question, is that, you know, did Republicans know about the cognitive state of Joe Biden behind the scenes? And if so, why were there not efforts to deal with that, whether through impeachment or other means?
Well, I'll speak for myself. I certainly have been calling it out for a couple years. I mean, we saw it when he was in the bunker in 2020. It was a pretext, COVID was, to keep him in the bunker so he did not have to go out and campaign. They knew about it then, but we've seen it on full display at certain times. I've certainly called it out at times, but we could not tell them to execute the 25th Amendment. We couldn't tell the Democrats, hey, you guys got to get a new president here. It was up to them. I mean, we were pointing out what was going on, but it takes two to tango with something like this. And the Democrats were like, we're just fine because we're getting everything that we want. Open borders, inflation, you know, spending money that the taxpayers don't have, a weak foreign policy. Democrats were getting everything that they wanted.
So today you guys are going to be voting. We heard from Congressman Scott Perry, the SAVE Act. And I got a couple of angry calls after the interviews because people are really frustrated. And they understand that Biden's going to, you know, if it gets through the Senate, which is not, but if it does, Biden's going to veto it. And so people genuinely want to know, how is it that we're going to be able to make sure that we have fair elections in the fall?
Well, I take a look at, let's talk about Wisconsin. We had two initiatives that passed constitutional amendments in April, one to get rid of Zuckerbucks, the other one in regards to elected clerks. And both good resolutions going into our Constitution that are all about election integrity. So there's some good stuff happening there. Now, we got a problem with our Supreme Court allowing ballot drop boxes once again. But I think many of the shenanigans that went on in 2020 were done with the pretext of COVID, right? I think about the state of Wisconsin where you had a clerk in Dane County who said that we're just going to tell voters to stay there indefinitely confined. And you ended up with 200,000 more people voting via the indefinite confinement statute. That's not going to happen in this election. And I think also, certainly in Wisconsin, we've got a lot more poll watchers. And so I think there's going to be a higher level of scrutiny to this election. And, you know, maybe we just need to outvote the margin of fraud in America.
No, I look, and I hear you on that. And we've been preaching that on this program because the reality is that Republicans are not getting out and voting in numbers they should be getting out to vote in.
Yeah, it's a very good point, Todd. So Democrats in Wisconsin have been doing a terrific job of ballot harvesting. When you look at a county like Dane County, which is Madison, extremely liberal, not just liberal, progressive Democrat, crazy, and they're getting 90-95% of the people that are voting in those elections. We're hitting like 75 and 80 in rural parts of the state, like where I'm at. We have to get to numbers that are higher than that we're at right now. And I can tell you, that's my main goal in this election, is to bring home, even before my own election, Todd, it is to bring home the 10 electoral votes in the state of Wisconsin. And we've got an outside chance of winning this U.S. Senate race where Tammy Baldwin is the incumbent. That is my focus this year, because I think, as you said at the top, Wisconsin's in play. We can win it. We have to do everything possible to make it happen.
The state of Georgia implementing some new rules that seem to be pretty exciting. The election board believes that these are going to, you know, really crack down on voter fraud. And I'm wondering, do you believe that that's what we need to be doing, the ballot harvesting? What do the Republicans need to be doing that we haven't done in the past?
Well, so our state, Georgia's done a good job. Unfortunately, in Wisconsin, we got a Democrat governor. The legislature sent multiple election integrity bills to him over the last few years. He's vetoed all of them, which tells you everything that you need to know about Democrats and how they view election integrity. But I think that we have to take it upon ourselves to do a few things. One, make sure we have plenty of people out there that are poll watchers. But then also, the RNC needs to dedicate the legal staff to getting ahead of the ballot problems, because once the ballot is in the box, Todd, it's over. You got to deal with this stuff on the upfront, and that's what we're attempting to do at this point before the fraud happens, and we need to discourage it in every way possible.
Yeah, and again, going back to Scott Perry, 16 million illegals here since Biden took the oath of office, and the concern is that those individuals are going to be filling out ballots, or at least the Democrats will fill out ballots for them, and they'll be counted in the elections.
You know, one group of people that I think could be very helpful, and I don't know if any are listening to your show, but sheriffs across the country, they have the authority to go after crime in their jurisdictions. If I'm a sheriff, I'm going to have a meeting with my county clerk. I'm going to do it very publicly, and I'm going to say, if anyone is voting illegally, if there's any illegal aliens in my municipality, in my jurisdiction, we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. Do it very publicly. That's one thing that I think could help also, because sheriffs do have the authority to send a strong message.
Oh, I love that. That's a terrific idea, and we need that level of scrutiny on these elections. You know, another big thing that you guys have been dealing with is the border and this crime that's being committed by illegals. And, you know, we were warned early on that we were not going to be prepared for the level of violence and evil that was coming across that border. And some of these crimes that are being committed, Congressman, it's just unbelievable.
It really is. And, you know, I don't know how we can paint the picture any starker than what is going on, talking about the fentanyl deaths, 100,000 a year, number one killer of young people across America, the human trafficking that's going on an epic scale. And then, of course, the terrorists that are coming across the border. I just don't know how we can draw the picture any more clearly about what is happening. I mean, I think about it. In my district, rural Wisconsin, about as far from the borders you can get to, second offense, illegal drunk driver, ran a guy off the road, and his three daughters no longer have a father as a result of that crime that the illegal alien committed. It's happening everywhere in America, and you can just only pray that the American people are waking up to this, that this is not how it should be.
Congressman Tom Tiffany on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, we certainly appreciate you taking time, and let's hope for a positive outcome for this SAVE Act.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be doing everything we can. It'll be interesting to see how many Democrats vote for it. And we're looking forward to the convention next week in Milwaukee. It's going to be a great show. But more than that, we're going to win Wisconsin in 2024.
All right. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, from Congressman Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin is going red. Congressman, thank you very much.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. There you go. I like that optimism. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight. We'll be right back. All right. Good to have you back with us, everybody. Wow. So there is just a lot of angst right now in the Democrat Party, which is very fun to watch. Nancy Pelosi is now coming under fire. They're suggesting that all of Pelosi's public statements are really meant to undermine Joe Biden, which they are. I mean, all of it should be. But here's the cold, hard reality. Joe and Jill are not going anywhere at all. They are not pulling out of this race, and she's not letting her husband do it. So it is going to be it's going to be amazing to watch, because now you're watching people like George Clooney, and I'm going to get to his op-ed in just a moment. George Clooney is a very close friend of Barack Obama's, and don't underestimate the power of Obama through all of this. Ultimately, he's the guy that's pulling the strings, but it doesn't really matter when it comes to Joe, because only Joe can make the decision to end his presidency, not Barack Obama. But Obama can make it as difficult as possible. I want you to just go back just a few years ago when I told you on this program that there would come a time when Obama said, that's it, we're done, and the call would go out to the media, and the media would immediately turn on Joe Biden. Look at what has happened. This is not happening in some sort of a vacuum. This is all a strategic plan to force Joe Biden out. And it's not working. And it's driving Nancy and Obama, it's driving them crazy right now. So here's Michael Bennett from Colorado on CNN, cut number 6.
My colleague Dana Bash reported that you, Senator John Tester, and Senator Sherrod Brown all said during that lunch that you don't think President Biden can win in 2024. Is that true?
Well, it's true that I said that, and I did say that behind closed doors, and you guys and others asked whether I had said it, and that is what I said. So I figured I should come here and say it publicly.
Why do you think he can't win in November?
I just think this race is on a trajectory that is very worrisome if you care about the future of this country. Joe Biden was 9 points up at this time, the last time he was running. Hillary Clinton was 5 points up. This is the first time in more than 20 years that a Republican president has been up in this part of the campaign. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
So at least he's being honest about all of this. And they see the writing on the wall. Because I think the average American, and most people, keep in mind, most people in this country are enjoying summer vacation, they're at the beach, there's a lot going on, they're not paying attention right now to politics, by and large. I mean, a lot of people are starting to sort of check in, but most everybody else isn't, and when they do, they're going to be exposed to this blank show, if you will. So George Clooney, writing in the New York Times today, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I make no apologies for that. I'm proud of what my party represents and what it stands for. He goes on to say that he's led some of the biggest fundraisers in the party's history for Barack Hussein, for Mrs. Bill Clinton, and for Joe Biden. And just a few weeks ago, he hosted the largest single fundraiser supporting any Democrat candidate for President Biden. So he goes on to say this. I love Joe Biden. As a senator, a vice president, and as president, I consider him a friend, and I believe in him. Believe in his character. Believe in his morals. Oh, does Clooney shower with his daughter naked as well? Just curious. In the last 4 years, he's won many of the battles he's faced, but the one battle he cannot win is the fight against time. None of us can. It's devastating to say, but the Joe Biden I was with 3 weeks ago was not the Joe big effing deal Biden of 2010. And he wasn't even the Joe Biden of 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. So why is he speaking out now? Why not back then? Folks, they're all lying to you. They've all known it. All of them. Was he tired? Yes. A cold? Maybe. But our party leaders need to stop telling us that 51 million people did not see what we just saw. Now, let me stop right here. Party leaders aren't saying that. Party leaders are trying to get this guy out, but they can't do it. The Stephanopoulos interview only reinforced what we saw the week before. Oh, by the way, I forgot about that. So Snuffleupagus is out running around in a T-shirt and short shorts in New York City, and a TMZ guy comes over and like starts talking to Snuffleupagus and says, hey, what's your take on Biden? You think he's going to be able to? He goes, yeah, he's not going to last the 4 years. Why? I'm shocking that. And by the way, Snuffleupagus, he is a political operative. He's a hack. He's a DNC hack, and he has been for decades. So it's not that because so he issues an apology, saying that he really didn't mean, he shouldn't have spoken out, blah, blah, blah. That's a load of hooey. This guy knew exactly what he's doing. Stephanopoulos knew exactly what he was doing when he told the TMZ guy, yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to make it 4 years. Anyway, let me continue. As Democrats, we collectively hold our breath or turn down the volume whenever we see the president, who we respect, walk off Air Force One or walk back to a mic to answer an unscripted question. Is it fair to point these things out? It has to be. This is about age, nothing more, but also nothing that can be reversed. We are not going to win in November with this president. On top of that, we won't win the House and we're going to lose the Senate. This isn't only my opinion. This is the opinion of every senator and Congress member and governor I've spoken with in private. Every single one, irrespective of what he or she is saying publicly. Again, they're lying. So they're either lying in private or they're lying publicly. So anyway, then the guy goes and he attacks Donald Trump with all these lies, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on to say, Joe Biden is a hero. He saved democracy in 2020. So loaded. What a load of crap. We need him to do it again in 2024. That's George Clooney. And I can promise you this, Barack Hussein Obama had a hand in all of that. I'm just telling you, this is where we're at right now, folks. So we will wait and see. I believe the best case scenario is that Joe stays in the race and the Republicans win everything in a landslide. What say you? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phones here. Billy in North Carolina. Hi, Billy. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, you know, you're talking about how Dominican conservatives just seem to not feel like voting was a priority, and I just don't understand that at all. Can you know, everybody that lives through has seen the problems with the current administration. Why would they not desperately want to vote to get somebody different in there, like Trump?
Billy, it's a good question, and I think a lot of it is people just don't care. You know, they've got lots of other things they want to do. We've got at least two generations, Gen Z and millennials, who were not taught civics in school, so they don't understand maybe the importance of going out to vote. Honestly, I think that's something that parents ought to instill in their kids, is this idea that, you know, it is one of your sacred duties as a citizen in a free country is to go and cast a vote on Election Day. But I think, honestly, that's a big part of it. It's just people are busy. They don't want to take time off from work. They don't want to go on their lunch break. You know, it's just they've got other more pressing things.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, I've seen the time when I had to really try to figure out how I was going to get to the polls, but you know, I don't know. I just don't know where this country's going to head if the Democrats get another 4 years. I mean, look how bad they've drugged the country down with the first four. The next four is going to be terrible, even more terrible than it has the first.
No, it will be. I mean, this is literally an inflection point in American history. And Billy, I would just urge every single mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, to make sure they're getting out and voting. They're bringing their kids. Everybody, it is all hands on deck to save the country in the fall, because there will be some Supreme Court picks coming up very soon. And these are things that we don't want. I just go back to 2016, Billy. And if you could imagine, if Hillary Clinton would have won, there would be three far leftists on the Supreme Court right now.
Well, what do you think about AOC wanting to impeach a couple of them as it is?
Yeah,
that'll go anywhere.
I don't think so. I really don't. Not especially not in the Republican controlled House. So yeah, I don't think that's. I don't think they're going anywhere with that.
Well, I just hope. Well, I think it's good that if Biden would be in there to run against Trump. But what about between now and then? I hope our enemies don't think now's a good time to attack. Before Trump gets in there.
Well, it's a great concern, Billy, and that is, I mean, it's a valid concern. The question is, who's actually been running the country? I mean, there will be some sort of a response, God forbid something happens, but the issue is, who's making that decision? It's not coming from Joe Biden, and it hasn't come from Joe Biden, and that's the problem. Billy, got to run. Appreciate that call. 901-260-5926. Let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend, Dave Bratt. He's the Vice Provost for Engagement and PR at Liberty University, liberty.edu. Great website, by the way. Dave, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Dave, a lot happening, and now George Clooney throwing a bomb. Have you ever seen anything like this in American politics?
No, give me the Clooney threw a bomb. What was it?
Yeah, Clooney's got a new op-ed in the New York Times saying Biden's got to go. He's done, yeah. And he's going to bring down everybody if he doesn't go.
Yeah, well, that may well be true, but even Clooney's not in the big network, right? He doesn't qualify in the, you know, triple billionaire, trillionaire category with Soros and Davos and the defense establishment. And all the folks who may want Biden to stay in. And so, you know, and all political views are just my own. But the Obama and Clinton got on the phones right away, right? At first, the press annihilated Biden after the debate. And then 12 hours later, once Obama got him, everyone calmed down for a little bit. And that's probably because they sharpened their pencils and they said, do we have a path forward with anybody else? For real, right? They know how the mechanics work and who the big international globalist elitists want in that office. And so, yeah, Clooney and these guys, they're irrelevant. If you don't, you know, have a trillion-dollar marker by you, you don't count on the left anymore.
But that tells me that Obama's behind all of this because he and Clooney are thick as thieves. Clooney's been out there raising big dollar money for, you know, Obama, Hillary, and this was the last fundraiser for Joe a couple of weeks ago was the biggest they had. So this is crazy.
Yeah, well, and you could be right there. I can't keep up with it all because it turns by the day, right? And then the mainstream media came out. Now Democrats, some are coming out. Some senators have come out. Some moderate senators are coming out calling for Biden to step down. And then you got James Carville writing that piece about how to have eight people have a serious debate, and that might include Hillary. So we don't know, but. My guess is the big dollar folks are going to determine the outcome.
This is fascinating to watch, and I just hope that Biden stays in as long as possible. That's only good news in my estimation for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's the that's why their math is so hard. I think he probably is stronger than Kamala for sure. And then everyone says, you know, Michelle Obama, but it might sound good, but she hadn't been tested at all. And there's other figures. Yeah, it's just utter chaos. And you know, the fun side is they've accused us conservatives of being anti-Democrat, being fascist, whatever. And the only thing they're considering here is what the elites want, right? There's no mention of the fact that the people chose Biden already through the proper process. And the fact that they hid all the relevant facts from the people, that's on the elitists. And, you know, so while they're shouting democracy out, they're gaslighting us left and right.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Dave Bratt from Liberty University. Dave, big event coming up July 17th. Tell us all about it. This is pretty exciting. An evening of faith, civics, and economic policy.
Yeah, well, I'm going around the country today, seating table down at Naples, just a good fun gathering, eating a lot of food and sharing some ideas on how to save the Republic down in Naples. So if folks are around, pop in for that. And, you know, we have our CEO summit at Liberty University September 23 to 25. So if you know CEO or C-suite levels, we're having doctors breakout sessions, lawyers breakout sessions. We got major, major figures coming in, and so that's going to be a great event as well. And I've been following your show today. I interviewed Eric Metaxas today. If people want to look that up out on Rumble, Dave Bratt and Eric Metaxas, he just did a wonderful job. His latest letter to the churches is just outstanding on the Christian passivity. That he's seeing. And, you know, he wrote Bonhoeffer about the silence of the pastors and what went wrong because of their silence, right? The Holocaust, et cetera. And he said, you know, 200 out of 1,200 said anything. And if it would have gotten up to a majority, 600 or 700, we could have had an arguably different historical trajectory of not having to had the disaster of the Holocaust in the first place. And so people ought to look that up and read his book. He's just a wonderful advocate on behalf of Christian justice. It's not just grace. God is also God of justice. And when people go off the track, we need to hold them accountable.
Well, the event coming up on July 17th, folks, this is the Hope Center in Plano, Texas. You've got Dr. Dave Bratt and former Congressman Alan West. It's going to be a great evening of faith, civics, and economic policy. And there's information you can register at liberty.edu/JUL17. Or you can just shoot an email over to summits@liberty.edu. That is going to be an incredible evening. A lot of fun, complimentary hors d'oeuvres. You're going to be fed well. And you're going to have some incredible fellowship and get some great insight as well.
Thank you, John. Thanks for covering. I'm in Naples today, and that's Dallas next. That's the next. Good, good. Thanks for the cover on the date.
No, great glad job. To know. You're a busy man. They've got you all over the place. It's the least I can
that's
do.
Right,
so.
That's right.
All right. Well, Dave, we're going to leave it there. I hope you guys are having a great time down in Florida.
Yep.
And safe travels to Texas.
Yep. Keep saving the country, brother.
Love
good
it.
Job.
All right. Dave Brandt, everybody, over at Liberty University. And again, that's going to be an exciting event over in Dallas, Plano, which is one of the suburbs there. And again, you can register at liberty.edu/JUL17. The email address summits@liberty.edu if you'd like to get more information. All right. Let's go to the phones real quick. We're going to work on a call here. Johanna in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Todd. Actually, I'm a new North Carolinian about a year ago, and I found your, or I happened to stumble on your radio station when you were on the WCIS, and I have been listening to you for about a month, and I don't ever call radio stations and make my comments and things like that, but I think when you asked today what is on your mind, what is on your thoughts, and it's, and me and my husband have been really, you know, kind of not upset, but just at odds, because you said something earlier about Joe Biden and how his administration, and some things that we were talking about, and I wanted to share and maybe get your insight or thoughts. Joe Biden, even before he ran this last election, he showed signs of some kind of cognitive things going on. And I observed him, and I would see certain things. Not only that, when you say that the administration has kept it on the wraps, I believe that, and I see it for a fact, because look at this is what me and my husband were talking about. When in the beginning of the when Biden had won, you would see Kamala Harris doing a lot of, she would come out for Biden on certain things. Like, she would come out and go to the border. She would do a lot of interviews. She would come out and speak. And you saw her all the time, right? Joe Biden, you wouldn't see him very often, here and there, right? All of a sudden, now, there we see Joe Biden making public appearances, doing the debate, things like that. Where's Kamala Harris? So I'm thinking, are they setting him up? And this is what me and my husband are arguing about, because I'm like, is the administration setting him up to allow for Kamala Harris just to come in and just save the day?
Well, I don't believe so. And I'm so glad that you called, and welcome to the program. Here's the reason why. If they actually had faith that Kamala Harris could do the job, then Joe would have been gone 2 years ago. I mean, that's how bad off he is. You're right. They knew this well before the election. If you go back to the Democrat primary and the debates, there was a moment when Julio Castro actually poked fun at Biden's mental acuity, and Biden got really upset over that. There was a big hullabaloo over that. So this is sort of like the worst kept secret in Washington and in politics. But the issue here is they didn't realize how bad of a hire Kamala Harris was. And the only reason that Kamala Harris was on that ticket is because Biden needed somebody from the DEI world, and she clicked off a couple of those boxes. So, it's a good observation, Johanna, and I appreciate you calling in. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, 5 o'clock Eastern, ladies and gentlemen. You can watch the Todd Stern Show for free on Newsmax's YouTube channel. So just look for Newsmax 2, and you'll see the live feed. You can also watch us on Roku, Amazon, a lot of the OTT platforms, as well as Facebook Live. So there you go. All right, that's coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern. All right, let's go to Daytona, Florida. Gary on the line. Hi, Gary. What's going on?
Hey, same old thing. Great show. I'm glad I got in here at the end. No, I really think two things. Joe is sticking around. And I really think since their family has a high burn rate of money, I think he's waiting for someone to make a big-time offer, and then he'll bow out. Because if the donors are going to hold up the money, which I really don't believe they will, but if people like the Disney family, people hold up the money, it's going to affect all the different races all around the country. And I think probably $20 or $30 million would Joe would bow gracefully out, because he's not going to get a Netflix deal or an XM deal like Obama book deals. And I definitely don't think we'll see Joe Biden on a speaking tour.
No, I'm fairly certain of that. Gary, I can't even imagine.
the money that family burns through. I bet they're looking downstream on how are we going to have funds because I see it drying up. I mean, he's not going to be on any board of directors for Raytheon or Boeing, or everybody heads to those 100 companies to be on the board of directors. This is dried up. Plus,
Gary
still needs a park.
A couple of weeks ago, I made the observation that ultimately this is going to be about money, and if they want him out, they're going to have to pay him to get out of the race. And there's going to have to be a big payday, not for Joe as much as it is for Jill and the kids. So I think there's something to that, and I don't know what the going rate is for cocaine these days, but I guess, drugs, everything's going up, with Bidenflation.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. It's always a pleasure.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you for listening to us. Folks, this is all fascinating, and we are in uncharted political waters. This is fascinating to watch. Donald Trump is playing all of this brilliantly. He is a master. And the president doing the rallies, hanging out at the golf course, enjoying the grandkids and the kids, and letting the Democrats implode. It doesn't get much better than that. President Trump asked us years ago, he told us, he says, you're going to get tired of winning. I'm not tired of winning yet. I'm getting a little winded, but I'm not tired of winning. I don't know about you, but these are going to be great days for America, but we got to get out and vote. All right. Don't take anything for granted. All right, everybody, got to call it a day. ToddStearns.com. Download the newsletter. Download the podcast free of charge. We're going to see you on Newsmax at 5 o'clock Eastern. You be good, America.